The Algoma District School Board is projecting an increase in enrollment of elementary and secondary school students for the 2024-25 school year. However, new enrollment at the elementary level is lower for this coming September. It's a modest increase, but it's a continued increase. We're still seeing the growth, said Joe Maurice, ADSB Superintendent of Education, in an interview with reporters after Tuesday night's regular monthly board meeting. Projections for the elementary level for 2024-25 include 293 full-time equivalent teaching staff based on a projected JK-8 enrollment of 6,755. March 2023 projections included 296 full-time equivalent teaching staff for an enrollment of 6,743 students. That means there is a projected increase of 12 students at the elementary level for 2024-25, but a decrease of 3 full-time teaching staff. It may be that we're starting to see a leveling off of the growth in elementary, Maurice said. Past trends show that kindergarten enrollment fluctuates and numbers will need to be reviewed as necessary over the next few months. Kindergarten registration begins every January. Projected enrollment for the board's regular secondary program for 2024-25 is 3,592 students with 286 full-time equivalent teachers. March 2023 projections included 3,536 students with 277 full-time equivalent teachers. That means there is a projected increase of 56 students at the secondary level for 2024-25 and an increase of 8 full-time teaching staff. The board's alternative education programs, including the Algoma Education Connection and North Shore Adolescent Program, are projected to have an enrollment of 212 students in September 2024 with a staffing complement of 22 full-time equivalent teachers. Those numbers are unchanged from 2023-24. The board typically reports its projected enrollment numbers in March and provides updated numbers in the fall. We continue to have large incoming grade 9 classes, Maurice said. In March 2022, the ADSB reported that it would be welcoming over 900 grade 9 students, its largest grade 9 class in 15 years. Maurice told reporters that some new students are moving with their families to areas north of the Sioux, such as Wawa and Dubreuilville, where there are employment opportunities in the mining sector for adults. He added that the board will be able to hire new teachers, when necessary, from the numbers of people graduating from teachers' colleges across Ontario and from experienced teachers who are Sioux natives desiring to return to the Sioux and area. We have benefited over the last few years from some teachers moving back from other jurisdictions, Maurice said.